how does this speed up the efforts at DOE to move in more of a renewable direction, since this is going to have an impact on people at the pump?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously are all in on making sure that we meet the president's goals of getting to 100% clean electricity by 2035 and net zero carbon emissions by 2050. And, you know, if you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly.
No more subsidies for fossil fuel industry. No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends.
So the suggestion that we are not allowing companies to drill is inaccurate. The suggestion that that is what is hindering or preventing gas prices to come down is inaccurate.
Would President Biden rescind his executive order that halts new oil and natural gas leases on public lands?
Well, 90% of them happen on private lands, as I'm sure you know, and there are 9,000 unused approved drilling permits. So I would suggest you ask the oil companies why they're not using those if there's a desire to drill more.
Would President Biden ever undo his executive order that stopped the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline?
Are you suggesting that would solve the gas prices issue?
Well, do you think that that would maybe affect prices faster than getting the whole country off of fossil fuels?
I actually don't think it would.
We have more oil than anybody, okay? And it's an incredible thing that it's happened over the last few years, a lot of great things, and you're paying, what, $2 a gallon for your gasoline? That's okay. You know what that's like? That's like a tax cut. That's bigger than a tax cut. If Biden got in, you'd be paying $7, $8, $9. Didn't they say, get rid of your car?
Last month, we announced a $5 billion investment to build out a nationwide electric vehicle charging network so that people from rural to suburban to urban communities can all benefit from the gas savings of driving an EV.
The establishment is now bragging that, oh, this is the next leg of the Great Reset. We're going to use this to end fossil fuels. I've got the Davos Group documents all right here. I'll show them to you. New statements about how they're going to bring in their cashless society on the back of the sanctions on the Russians by training everyone that any type of Russian commodity or gold or silver or anything out of Russia, even stuff that goes through Russia, will be banned and will be tracked and controlled. They're now admitting that they're using this for the next phase of their lockdown, the energy lockdown, the surveillance lockdown, the global social credit score lockdown. Now, sure, I said 2 years ago the next phase would be war right after they had pushed their COVID power grab as far as they thought they could. They would then declare they were surrendering, but would behind the scenes continue the power grab on the COVID angle. That's just a dirty military tactic. But what comes after the war that starts up, the accelerated financial collapse, which they're engineering at every level, to be blamed on Russia? And I'm thinking, what is the most important thing here? What is the patterns within the patterns? And what do people really tune in here for? And what is it I can do that protects my family from a nuclear war, and by extension, your family? And what can you do that will protect your family and, by extension, my family? Because that's really the most important thing facing us. So, what do we do to inform the general public and to make sure that the criminals that have hijacked and run our government and most other governments understand that they're not going to get away with starting a nuclear war? Now, you saw they were going to keep their COVID lockdowns going forever. They were going to keep the forced injections going forever. And in countries and areas they control, it's only getting worse. But in places where people stood up and said no and didn't comply, and their own doctors and scientists and bureaucracy stood up and said, we're not going to comply with this evil, it's been rolled back. It's been stopped. And now there's major lawsuits and criminal investigations around the world, and there's mainstream news saying that indictments are coming of major big pharma executives. So the moral is, when we push back, things get better. When we submit, they get worse. So the moral is, the establishment is now bragging that, oh, this is the next leg of the Great Reset. We're going to use this to end fossil fuels. I've got the Davos Group documents all right here. I'll show them to you. New statements about how they're going to bring in their cashless society on the back of the sanctions on the Russians by training everyone that any type of Russian commodity or gold or silver or anything out of Russia, even stuff that goes through Russia, will be banned and will be tracked and controlled. They're now admitting that they're using this for the next phase of their lockdown, the energy lockdown, the surveillance lockdown, the global social credit score lockdown. Now, sure, I said 2 years ago the next phase would be war right after they had pushed their COVID power grab as far as they thought they could. They would then declare they were surrendering, but would behind the scenes continue the power grab on the COVID angle. That's just a dirty military tactic. But what comes after the war that starts up, the accelerated financial collapse, which they're engineering at every level, to be blamed on Russia? So you can love Putin or hate Putin, love the Russians, hate the Putin, or be neutral like I am, but you still got to know they didn't start this. You still got to know the globalists are the ones that devalued the dollar. They're the ones that hyperinflated the currency. They're the ones that shut off all the pipelines. 90% of the fuel increase of cost we've seen the last 13 months came before this Russia invasion. That's a fact. So here are the stacks. Massive, breaking, unbelievable developments in Ukraine. Unbelievable. We're going to hit this first when we come back. Then, the incredible shutdown of our energy by design and the heads of federal agencies laughing at people when they talk about folks going bankrupt. Well, of course, what do you think the Great Reset was all about in 2 years of lockdowns around the world? And your business being non-essential. And all of it. The World Economic Forum admitting they're bringing in a world ID control system on the back of it in their own press releases and their own documents. And then the COVID stack. Boy, does this stack tie in to the war stack, because they all tie in together. The UN says they believe that a new deadly virus will be released out of the Ukraine conflict. Just like I told you, oh, man-made global warming, a deadly bird flu, chimera will come out of the jungles, while they were making it in a lab in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and then transferring it to Wuhan. Oh, it's your fault. It's the global warming. After all, we've had all the usual suspects tell us that most humans will be dead. It'll be the end of the world by 2030. And then the other globalists say they want to collapse society to starve and kill 90% of us by 2030. And then I point that out with all the quotes with MTG and big national news stories. Dozens of publications. MTG's insane. She agreed with Jones there's a plan to reduce the world's population. So I thought I'd actually show you some of the quotes in the Wall Street Journal, in the New York Times, in NBC News, where they say they want to reduce us by 90%. And then we say, oh, this is pretty scary. Oh, it doesn't exist. All right. Let me just get calm here for a moment. Let's have a moment of stillness and really think about where we are, what we're on the edge of. Because if you think things are bad right now, I don't just sense, but I intellectually see absolute doom in our futures. But humanity has stood at the precipice many times before, and we've pulled back because we sought God's grace and repented. And we need that now. When I look at the demonic animation that is in the different European Union and U.S. diplomats, U.K. diplomats, you can really know who the true forces of evil are. It is the criminals that hijack control of our country. And we have the energy secretary, we have the transportation secretary, we have Biden and other clips, Jimmy Kimmel making jokes and Stephen Colbert making jokes, and ABC and NBC and CBS. I mean, I had more than 10 clips yesterday I never played. I got a whole bunch of clips today of them laughing and making fun of the gas prices and saying, oh, Americans want to pay more. Yeah, we have compilations of it. But do you really want to see it? Do you really want to hear it? These people are just like Marie Antoinette at the start of the French Revolution, when they reportedly came to him and said, "We're starving to death. There's 100,000 people mob out there that says they're going to break in the palace if you don't open up the emergency granaries. We know you've got enough food for millions, literally." And they said, "Nope." No one knows if she really said, "Let them eat cake," but they did say no. And they broke in there and killed everybody. And Klaus Schwab has said, "We're going to make the world angrier. We're going to cut the food and water off and the power off. And we're going to have the public overthrow all the governments. And then we're going to come in as the corporations and take over." And I played 2 weeks ago, Larry Fink on television, on international TV, at the Davos Group this year, just last month, saying we're discrediting the governments right now and the corporations are about to take over, when they're the ones that literally installed all the people that are doing this to us. So we can talk about Russia and Ukraine all day, and China and North Korea and Mexico and the open borders and the dollar and the gas prices, but it's Larry Fink and Prince Charles and Bill Gates. I mean, those are the jerks. Those are the a-holes. And those words are too kind for them. I mean, these people are literally your mortal enemy. They cooked up the virus. They released it. They're coming after your rights, creating a world ID. They're creating a digital world ID. They're starting wars. They've done one-sided trade deals to build communist China into the most powerful evil the planet's ever seen. And we are, as I've said, sleepwalking over the edge of a cliff right now.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Puppet Biden has devastated U.S. energy. In only 14 months, we've gone from the number one exporter in the world to the biggest importer in the world. And he's only getting started in the shutdown. But here is the head of the Energy Department who admits they're raising our gas prices to force us onto electric cars that get electricity generated by carbon as well. It is a total fraud. Here is Granholm bragging, and then here's some of Psaki denying what's happening while Biden admits it.
Obviously, we have the acute issues with the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack, but looking more holistically in a macro view, how does this speed up the efforts at DOE to move in more of a renewable direction, since this is going to have an impact on people at the pump?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously are all in on making sure that we meet the president's goals of getting to 100% clean electricity by 2035 and net zero carbon emissions by 2050. And, you know, if you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly.
No more subsidies for fossil fuel industry. No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends.
So the suggestion that we are not allowing companies to drill is inaccurate. The suggestion that that is what is hindering or preventing gas prices to come down is inaccurate.
Would President Biden rescind his executive order that halts new oil and natural gas leases on public lands?
Well, 90% of them happen on private lands, as I'm sure you know, and there are 9,000 unused approved drilling permits. So I would suggest you ask the oil companies why they're not using those if there's a desire to drill more.
Would President Biden ever undo his executive order that stopped the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline?
Are you suggesting that would solve the gas prices issue?
Well, do you think that that would maybe affect prices faster than getting the whole country off of fossil fuels?
I actually don't think it would.
We have more oil than anybody, okay? And it's an incredible thing that it's happened over the last few years, a lot of great things, and you're paying, what, $2 a gallon for your gasoline? That's okay. You know what that's like? That's like a tax cut. That's bigger than a tax cut. If Biden got in, you'd be paying $7, $8, $9. Didn't they say, get rid of your car?
Last month, we announced a $5 billion investment to build out a nationwide electric vehicle charging network so that people from rural to suburban to urban communities can all benefit from the gas savings of driving an EV.
By the way, for people that don't know about the oil business, who maybe aren't from places like Texas, where I've had family that's, you know, worked in it, done some studying on it, she said there's 9,000 permits to drill. Those permits stay open. And then they'll usually drill right next door and get nothing or hit salt water, so they don't use the rest of the permits. They'll get a string of permits, say for 20 wells, a small company, a big company, maybe 100. And then they start drilling, and if they don't hit and they put the math in, if it's not going well, they then think that their geology is wrong and they move on. So there's more than 9,000 open permits, and that's because they're failed oil fields. There are tens of thousands of dead wells. I would probably say hundreds of thousands. I mean, I know the number is very, very high. There's thousands of dead wells in Texas. So this is just incredible. You know, my late grandmother on my mom's side was never really an oil baroness, but they had quite a few little oil wells out in West Texas that her father had gotten, and they made some money back when she was a little girl. But the wells were dead and empty. And then about 20 years ago, they started filling back up with oil. So my mom gets some nice little oil checks, then runs off and gives it to the local liberal church or whatever. But the point is that that's what's going on here. And it's not from fossil fuel. It's abiotic. They've proven it. It's amazing. It's like somebody built the planet for us and gave us the energy we would need. Isn't that interesting? That then creates carbon dioxide that plants breathe to create oxygen. Wow, thank you, God, for that.
Rarely are people confronted or presented with a real 360 win or a non-zero-sum game. But I can tell you, getting high-quality, storable food from the top company in the United States that's ready to ship to you is a 360 win. We are in a total inflationary environment for the next 5-10 years, in my view. The globalists are devaluing all the major world currencies. Well, how do you get ahead of that? Well, you can buy real estate, but still you got to pay property taxes on that. There's a lot of problems. It's not easy to offload. But with things like high-quality storable food that's packaged very, very well, that lasts more than a decade, it's insurance you can eat. And by buying food now, you get around the inflation because, again, the food doesn't cost more in the future. My Patriot Supply is the biggest company in the U.S. after only 15 years in business because of great quality and very low prices ready to ship. And when you go to preparewithalex.com, a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com, you will find their full selection at the lowest prices anywhere out there. And that then also supports the broadcast. So you're getting high quality storable food at a very low price, ready to ship to you. You're funding InfoWars. You're keeping us on the air. You're getting insurance you can eat. And you, again, are getting it early, so you beat inflation. A true 360 win. On the preparedness checklist, having high-quality storable food is right up there at the top with self-defense, water, and transportation. So take care of that box now as the world goes into this deepening Great Reset crisis. Fund the info war, beat inflation, all at one spot. PrepareWithAlex.com or 888-253-3139. Again, PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com. By visiting that, you go right to the page with the best deals on high-quality storable food ready to ship.